Hi, and welcome to the Pure Flow Yoga Podcast. We're so excited to have you here. This class was recorded live from one of our intimate, magical, and life-changing retreats that we're offering here year-round. We're also offering our 200-hour yoga teacher training this February, and our early bird special is on until October 31st. So grab your mat, get set, and let's flow. Welcome, beautiful souls, to Yin Yoga. So beginning with our feet together and our knees wide, and bringing the highest part of the cushion to the back of the heart, draping the heart over, the head can rest on the earth, maybe a cushion or a block under the head. And the arms can surrender open wide, the palms facing up. You're welcome to bring blocks underneath your knees to support yourself in opening a little bit more deeply. Just taking the next few moments to scan the body, mind, just noticing how you're feeling today in the body. Noticing how you're feeling in the mind. And noticing how you're feeling in the heart. Take the next few moments to do any last wiggling around that you need to do in order to find yourself in comfort, but also to find your edge. So in this practice, we talk a lot about our edge, which is that place where you can still breathe with grace and ease, but where you feel the sensation. As you feel your hips and your groin begin to open, your heart begin to release any tension, can begin to deepen the breath in and out through the nose. Throughout our practice today, I will invite us to surrender to the breath and to gravity. Letting go of a striving or a deep efforting, and instead relaxing into the yin qualities of softening, of receiving, and of allowing. So this practice of yin is a balancing form of asana that's more of a meditation than anything. So we can imagine that we're taking the flashlight of our awareness into the darkest, most hidden corners of our being, and consciously sending our breath, sending the flow of energy to bring more space and opening to anywhere where we're feeling sensation. Of course, at any stage, if we're feeling pain, if we've crossed over from sensation into pain, then we just gently back out of the pose. Also, as we're holding these poses for a long time, anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes, we're literally creating space in the body's connective tissue, in what's known as the fascia. And the fascia is this matrix of connective tissue that holds all of our bones and ligaments in place. So by holding these poses for a long time, we're creating space in the body, and we're welcome then to move a little bit deeper into the pose. One of the most important aspects of our yin practice, and perhaps our practice of life in general, is mindful transitioning. So let's come into our last three full breath cycles here. Nice, slow, deep breaths. And then with the next inhale, let's just gently bring our forearms up to the very top of the cushion. Keeping our eyes soft or close, our chin to the chest. And lengthening one leg at a time for our rebound and integration pose. And staying present with the sensation, fully relaxing in this pose as we witness the effects of the practice on the body mind. So lift your upper body all the way up now. Nice slow transitions. Come all the way up to a seated pose, lifting our sit bones onto the cushion and opening our legs wide in a straddle, preparing our blocks and our cushions in front of us. We're gonna take the flesh away from our sit bones, rolling our thighs, the flesh of our thighs away. We might need to stagger a little here so that you've got plenty of space. Bring your blocks in front of you. Bringing your fingertips forward, take a moment, yang energy to lengthen the spine, drawing the shoulders back, toes to the sky. And then slowly we're gonna melt into a forward fold, maybe resting our forehead on a block or a cushion. Or maybe stacking your blocks and stacking your cushion. Or maybe I'll bring you another of the triangle cushions. These cushions are great because you can fold them many times. So I encourage you to bring your forehead onto a surface. Some extra cushions here if anyone wants. Yeah. But take the next few moments to wiggle around and find your edge here in the pose. And once you've found your edge, find stillness. We create this quality of stillness in the body to help cultivate stillness in the mind. So just notice the sudden desire to scratch an itch or fidget, and see if you can just breathe into whatever arises. Again, taking the flashlight of your awareness into the sensation, into the darkest corners of the being. Find your breath, and then find stillness. Resting your attention on the breath and on the stillness and on the silent peace of the present moment. And notice the mind perhaps beginning to wander either into the future or into the past, into planning or wherever the mind is going. And throughout the rest of our practice, I invite you to come into mindfulness meditation. So as each thought arises, exists, and passes away, simply become aware of it, label it, thought, feeling, sensation, or other, and then let it go. So thought, feeling, sensation, or other. Of course, you're always welcome to anchor your awareness on the breath. Let your toes be soft. Let your belly be soft. Let your forehead, your jaw be nice and soft. Take a big, nice, deep inhale from the nose. And exhale a nice, beautiful sigh from the mouth. Ha. It's feeling in the support of the earth below you. And the support of breath and gravity moving through you. And moving a little bit deeper into the space that we've created, let's come onto the fingertips, lift our heart, press our hips forward a little bit, maybe open our legs a little bit wider, and come into the depth of the fold again. If at any point you discover that perhaps you're holding your breath and not letting the flow of breath move through you, then just back out of the pose a little bit. Most important is that we're at ease. Thank you. We'll take our last three full breaths here. And slowly and mindfully, we transition, bringing our hands behind us and slowly drawing our legs forward, resting our elbows either on the earth or letting our heart drape all the way up and over, lying on the back, the crown of the head to the earth. Take the next few moments in integration to feel the effects of the practice on the body mind. Gently help ourselves back to an upright. And take our right foot into the left thigh, so we're in a seated tree or head to knee pose. Again, our cushions are nearby. We can bring a cushion under our knee or on top of our knee. Flesh away from the sit bones. Inhale to lengthen and extend the spine. A moment of yang. Relax the shoulders. Hug the belly in. Close your eyes for a moment here. Just feel the sensitivity in the tips of your fingers. Feeling the energy drawing down from the heavens through the fingers, down the arms, and into the heart. Relax the hips, the legs. And with the next inhale, open your heart, the gaze to the sky. In slow motion, we're going to bow forward, resting our hands on either side of the knee, rounding our spine chin to chest, and bringing again a cushion or a block underneath our forehead. And we do this to activate our parasympathetic nervous system, to slow down our breath and our heart rate. Is cultivating this quality of rest and relaxation in our bodies and minds and hearts. Using the opportunity of this practice to embody these qualities so that we can take this off the mat and into our lives. Ultimately cultivating less reactivity and more softness, more presence, more responsiveness. Once you've found your edge here, then find your stillness. Deep in your breath. Relax your face. welcome to blow raspberries with your lips. And again, coming back to witnessing the movement of thoughts through the mind like clouds through the blue sky. Labeling thoughts, feeling, sensation, or other. Come a little bit deeper into the pose, look up and draw the shoulders back, lengthen the heart. And as you exhale with a sigh, take your heart a little bit deeper and fold. Ha. And then again, relax everything. Your face, your belly, and your skin. Keep deepening the breath. And just observe your relationship to this moment. Is there any resistance that's arising? Essentially, everyone who has a body experiences resistance. Are you totally present? Enjoy your last three full breath cycles here. Keeping your eyes soft or closed, staying present and mindful as you transition to the rebound pose, resting your forearms on the earth, lengthening your bent leg forward. Maybe draping the heart all the way over the cushion, head resting. Or resting in an upright, just observing the effects of the practice on the body mind. Slowly and mindfully make our way into our pose on the second side, and gently helping ourselves to an upright. The left, the opposite foot pressing into the thigh, flesh away from the sit bones. Perhaps a knee, a cushion under a knee or a block. And again, we'll just bring our fingertips to the sky, relaxing the shoulder, hugging
the belly in and breathing, my love. Cultivating this receptivity. This sensitivity. And this quality of just deep presence and listening. With the next inhale, root the sit bones, grow the fingertips high, energize the arms. And then slow motion, we gently bow over the extended leg, hands on either side, chin to chest, rounding the spine and resting our forehead. Support yourself with any prop. Keep coming back to this quality of softness. Soften any holding, soften any effort. Soften the belly, the face, the skin. And of course, you're welcome to observe the breath or else simply watch the thoughts as they move through the mind, labeling them. Thought, feeling, sensation, or other. As we cultivate this quality of inward looking, of deep listening, we also cultivate a quality of loving kindness towards whatever resistance or sensation may be arising for you. The more we're able to stay with or be with uncomfortable or challenging sensations, the more resilience we develop, the more inner strength, responsiveness. Each exhale, a deeper surrender into both the pose and the moment. Coming a little bit deeper into the pose, we inhale to look up and lengthen our spine, drawing our shoulders back. And then as we exhale, leading with the heart, we fold forward. Just deepening the breath anytime you feel challenged. Just allowing the breath to purify and break down any resistance or stuckness of energy. Enjoy your last three full breaths here. Each exhale, an opportunity to deepen and surrender into the pose. And then mindfully, we transition into our rebound pose. Perhaps lying all the way on our backs, our hearts draping over the cushion, or propping ourselves on the elbows, and just witnessing the effects of the practice on the body mind. I'm going to come all the way back up. We're coming into another forward fold here. So if anyone's feeling the effects of the blood rushing to the head a little bit too intensely, then you can just stay upright or come lie on the back at any stage. Otherwise, with our legs straight ahead, perhaps a cushion under our knees, or perhaps our heels. Flush away from the sit bones again. And again, we'll take our fingers up to the sky to lengthen, to energize our upper body, considered the yang part of our body, this part of our body that's closer to the sun and the sky. The yang, the yin part of our body, the lower half of the body, tends to be heavier, denser, closer to the earth. As you root your sit bones, lengthen, energize, grow tall through the fingers, and then again, like we're moving through water, slow motion, we find our forward fold, our forearms resting on the earth, our chin to the chest, our toes nice and soft, perhaps a cushion or a block underneath our head. We deepen our breath. Becoming so aware of the sensations as they're arising in our body. And noticing our relationship to the sensations that are arising. Cultivating love and patience and presence for whatever is arising. Mm-hmm. one of the gifts of this practice is that as we hold these poses and cultivate this quality of stillness, we surrender into the sensations and allow ourselves the opportunity to really acknowledge all that's arising within us. Allowing ourselves to fully inhabit the emotions and the sensations without needing to act out because of them. This practice of mindfulness meditation helps us to practice these passing states of being. And from that we develop emotional flexibility and resiliency. Coming a little bit deeper into the pose by looking up, drawing the shoulder blades back, and bowing forward. Keeping the face nice and soft, and the breath nice and slow. Less important than labeling whatever arises as good or bad is simply acknowledging whether we're allowing whatever is arising to flow without grasping or judging or needing to edit or repress. Take your last three full breaths here and then find your way into our rebound pose. And this time, just coming all the way onto the back, letting the head rest to the earth. And just witness the effects of the practice on the body mind. Gently draw ourselves to an upright now, all the way up, releasing the feet to one side, releasing the cushion, and finding our way into a child's pose. And some of us might like to take the cushion between our knees and our heels. Perhaps our knees are wider together, yogi's choice. And you can walk the hands all the way forward, resting your chin or your forehead to the earth. Feeling the support of the earth below you. And allowing each exhale to take you deeper into a space of surrender. Nice deep breath in through the nose and exhale a nice big sigh for the mouth. Face nice and soft. Nice big inhale, and as you exhale, you can walk the fingertips a little bit more deeply forward, sink the hips a little bit heavier. Thought, feeling, sensation, other. Take your last three full breaths, come and sit up all the way onto your heels. We're gonna come into a half saddle pose. You might like to bring your triangle cushion behind you. We're gonna progressively move into deeper variations. So we're gonna take your right foot forward and bring your hands to the earth, and then sit onto the earth with your left shin outside the thigh. If this feels like too much strain on the knee, you can experiment with cushions or sitting higher up onto a block. So option one is coming onto the cushion, pressing the hips up to the sky, feeling the stretch to the front of the left thigh. As we open, option two is coming all the way onto the earth. Keep pressing the hips up, the knee towards the sky, maybe the elbows above the head. Option three is interlacing the hand over that right knee and drawing the knee into the chest. So find your edge and find your breath. If you're just on your forearms or on the triangle, maybe you can relax your head back or bring some support. Just lift your hip up a little bit more, curl your pelvic floor under, and press your knee down towards the earth. If anyone feels like they need some assistance here, I'm walking around at all times, so just look up. Of course, you can also take a strap around the knee or interlace the hand. And breathing into the front of that bent knee, the left leg. Keeping your face nice and soft. Keeping the breath nice and flowing. Just noticing if there's any stress arising in the body, mind, or any resistance, and see if you can just slow your breath into that. Allowing yourself to cultivate this deep listening, just being with what is. often when we're experiencing discomfort or resistance, when we have the habit of fighting or flighting, we have a patterned way of being. Slowing down, using this opportunity to cultivate mindfulness and presence. Just watching whatever is arising. Just letting it float through the sky of the mind. We'll take our last three full breaths here. Slowly helping ourselves up onto the forearms. And again, so mindful of the transition, not jerking or any sudden movements, but so mindful. Relax our legs long in front of us, and just come lie on the back to notice the effects of the practice. We'll gently help ourselves to an upright, coming into half saddle on our second side. Taking our right leg, our right shin outside the thigh, propping ourselves up on a block if we need, the left foot to the earth. Press your hips up to the sky, and as you lower down onto the forearms and the cushion, keep pressing your hips up, the knee towards the earth, maybe relaxing the head back, maybe coming all the way onto the back. And then our final variation will be hugging that left knee into the chest. Again, I'm looking at you if anyone needs assistance. Taking these few moments to find your edge in this pose, and then breathing into that, consciously sending the breath to create space in the body, to create ease in the body. And once we've got the asana and the breath, we move into our conscious awareness, mindfulness. Labeling thought, feeling, sensation, or other. Face is nice and soft. The skin. Change from the Osho Zen Tarot. Life repeats itself mindlessly. unless you become mindful. It will go on repeating like a wheel. That's why Buddhists call it the wheel of life and death, the wheel of time. It moves like a wheel. Birth is followed by death. Death is followed by birth. Love is followed by hate. Hate is followed by love. Success is followed by failure. Failure is followed by success. Just see. If you can watch just for a few days, you will see a pattern emerging, a wheel pattern. One day, a fine morning, you're feeling so good and so happy. And another day, you are so dull, so dead that you start thinking of committing suicide. And just the other day, you were so full of life. So blissful, you were feeling thankful to God that you were in a mood of deep gratefulness. And today, there's great complaint and you don't see the point why one should go on. And it goes on and on. Once you see the pattern, you can get out of it. Next exhale, you can move into a deeper variation of the pose. Maybe hugging your knee into the chest. And we'll take our last three full breaths in the pose. Staying on our back to release the pose, which is release that bent leg with mindfulness and presence and lengthen our legs down on the earth. Going to find our way into a supported bridge now. So bring your feet flat onto the earth, bending your knees and bringing your fingertips to your heels, and have your block close by. So we can, option one is this lowest option of our block. We have the middle option and the highest option. As you root into your feet, so bring your feet a little bit closer, yep. Press your hips up to the sky. Come onto the balls of the toes, rock your shoulders underneath, and then take your block and place it just above your butt cheeks, your sacrum bone, and then lower onto it. So find your edge here, find stability, and then you can gently begin to walk the legs all the way forward. Your toes to the sky. Your arms can come wide to the side or else up and over the head. Your toes can lift. Yeah, if it's too deep to start, then just come to the middle variation. Finding your edge in this pose and then finding your breath. Let gravity and the breath take you deep into the pose. Opening the heart, fronts of the thighs. Becoming aware of the patterns of thoughts that arise, especially in the face of challenge and resistance. Take our last three full breaths here. We'll gently walk our feet back in towards the bum. And as we press down into the feet, slowly lift the hips to release the block. We're coming to a transitional shavasana, just lying on the back and feeling the effects of the practice. Gently hug the knees into the chest. Lifting the hips and gently hugging the knees, rock side to side. Take your arms wide in a T. Bring your feet down to the earth. Bring your hips all the way over to the right edge of the mat. And then the knees can come all the way over to the left. We'll adjust the spine nice and long so that both shoulder blades are rooted on the earth. And then the gaze can turn over to the right. Now some of us are going to bring a cushion between the knees here. And some of us are going to take the top leg and wrap it around the bottom leg. So whatever brings you to your edge, that the crossing over is a little bit of a deeper variation. And again, lengthening your spine on the earth. For those of us with our legs crossed, some of us might like to take our left foot, draw our left knee back, and the right hand to the left foot. So find whatever variation brings you to your edge. So you can, if you're doing that, then you can separate your knees. So the top knee comes a little bit more towards the left armpit, and the right knee draws back. So choose whichever twist brings you to your edge. Again, just cultivating awareness here of the sensations as they're arising. Cultivate awareness of the breath. Cultivate awareness of any emotions or feelings that may be arising. Any thoughts that may be arising. Just allowing whatever is arising to be there with love and compassion. Take your last three full breaths here. And in your own time, gently come back, hugging the knees into the chest, rocking side to side. Gently coming to a twist on our second side. So bringing the feet to the earth, the hips all the way over to the left. Bless you. And bring the knees up and over to the right. Maybe crossing the top leg over, maybe taking a cushion between the knees, maybe our left hand grabbing hold of our right foot. Lift the spine off the earth and wiggle it so that it's nice and long and that both shoulder blades are equally rooted. And then the gaze can turn over to the left. So it would be the top leg would wrap around the bottom leg. Yeah. Once you found your edge in the pose, close your eyes and breathe into the stillness. Let gravity and breath take you into the depth. Aware of the breath. And keeping it nice and flowing, long and slow. Breathing awareness into the spine. From Eckhart Tolle. Most people spend their entire lives imprisoned within the confines of their own thoughts. They never go beyond a narrow, mind-made, personalized sense of self that is conditioned by the past. In you, as in each human being, there is a dimension of consciousness far deeper than thought. It is the very essence of who you are. We may call it presence, awareness, the unconditioned consciousness. In the ancient teachings, it's known as the Buddha nature. Finding that dimension frees you and the world from the suffering you inflict on yourself and others. When the mind-made little me is all you know and runs your life. Love, joy, creative expansion, and lasting inner peace cannot come into your life except through the unconditioned dimension of consciousness. If you can recognize, even occasionally, the thoughts that go through your mind as simply thoughts, if you can witness your own mental, emotional, reactive patterns as they happen, then that dimension is already emerging in you as the awareness in which thoughts and emotions happen, the timeless inner space in which the content of your life unfolds. Take your last three breaths and then hug the knees into the chest, please. For our final pose before Shavasana, we'll take an inversion, assisted shoulder stand. And take the base of your big cushion close to the bum. Lying on your back, lift your legs to the sky, and then lift your hips to the top of the highest point. Open your arms. Bring your toes to touch. Let your knees be soft. The legs might like to fall in towards the face. And some of us might prefer to take a plow pose, the legs all the way up and over the head. If you'd like to bring a strap around your feet, if that makes it more available to you, then feel welcome. Otherwise, find your pose, find your breath. Relax into the inner stillness. I'm just cultivating this awareness of this timeless inner space where thoughts, feelings, and sensations arise, exist, and fall away. If you prefer to straddle your legs open wide, this is also available. Listen to your body. Thank you. We'll take our last 10 full breaths here. And when we're ready, we'll push our cushion down so that the cushion rests under our knee pits, and we'll relax into Shavasana. So your last 10 breaths. Relaxing the arms nice and open. Thank you. gently bringing our awareness back. Drawing a big breath into the belly. Awakening fingers and toes. Moving the head from side to side. Hugging the knees into the chest. And gently roll onto one side. And taking our last three full breaths in this fetus position. And then mindfully, we find our way into a seated meditation pose. Perhaps we're sitting on our cushion or our block. Coming into a gentle twist, bringing right hand to the left knee, left hand behind us, lengthening the spine and twisting. Finding the breath. And with the next inhale, coming back to center and taking a twist on our second side. Left hand, right knee, lengthen spine, inhale, exhale, twist. Finding our breath. And gently coming back to our meditation pose. And keeping our eyes soft or closed, we just take a moment to scan the body mind with the flashlight of our awareness into all the darkest corners of our beings and just become aware of the effects of this practice. Marinating in this receptivity, openness, this quality of deep listening, surrender, allowing. And just acknowledging with gratitude our willingness to be witness, to cultivate mindfulness of our thoughts and our feelings and our sensations. Cultivating mindful awareness. And we marinate in this so that we can bring these qualities into life off the mat. And some of us might like to stay on and meditate a few more minutes. I'll turn on some lights. And the rest of us can bring our hands to the heart and bow to acknowledge the beauty within. Have a beautiful, beautiful night, everyone. Namaste. please be slow and mindful as you transition. Or feel welcome to stay on. Thank you so much for your practice and presence today. We hope you've enjoyed practicing with us here in the jungle. You can find more about our retreats and teacher trainings online at pureflow.yoga. You can also visit us on Facebook and Instagram. And if you feel inspired, please leave us a review. Tell the world how much you love us. Help us spread the love. See you next time.